I'm Steve Norman reporting. Wrapping up the nuclear security summit in Washington, President Obama said global efforts to stop terrorists and others from using nuclear weapons are by no means finished.
All the highly enriched uranium and plutonium from more than 50 facilities in 30 countries, more than 3.8 tons, which is more than enough to create 150 nuclear weapons. That's material that will never fall into the hands of terrorists.
But he said nuclear arsenals in some countries are expanding and stocks of plutonium are growing. This year's nuclear security summit has come at a time of heightened concern about the possibility that Islamic State militants could acquire nuclear materials to build dirty bombs. North Korea's nuclear weapons development program also has been closely studied. North Korea has begun jamming GPS signals in South Korea, affecting some communications and navigation systems, and it also said Friday it is blocking a number of popular websites. Government officials in Seoul said North Korea should immediately cease the jamming activity. Seoul says it has not hampered ongoing U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises denounced by Pyongyang. An attack by an unmanned U.S. aircraft in Somalia has killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group. Hassan Ali Dour led a team of Al-Shabaab assassins. He was named by the Somali government last year on a most wanted list of 12 Al-Shabaab members involved in terrorist attacks in Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab militants closely linked to the Al-Qaeda network. This is VOA News. South African President Jacob Zuma apologized Friday for spending more than $20 million in state funds on his private residence, but he did not, as some had predicted, offer to step down. South Africa's top ruled that Zuma did violate the Constitution by ignoring the state anti-corruption agency's recommendation that he return part of the $20 million spent on his home improvements. Under the court's ruling, the National Treasury will decide which of the upgrades at Zuma's house were related to security and will order Zuma to reimburse the cost of other expenses, such as the swimming pool and a cattle enclosure. Researchers have determined the structure now of the Zika virus. The near-atomic-level map shows that the virus is similar to dengue fever. Dr. Tom Frieden is the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control.
If Zika behaves as chikungunya and dengue behaved, and that's a big if, we don't know if it will, we may see explosive spread in one area followed by a long period of lower level transmission.
Scientists have known about Zika since it was discovered in Uganda in 1947, but only recently have realized its potential danger. Starting last October, the mosquito-borne virus began to spread, particularly in Brazil, where it has been potentially linked to a birth defect called microcephaly, in which fetal brains are abnormally small. March was another solid month for U.S. job seekers, with 215,000 jobs added, showing that weaker global growth overseas hasn't discouraged American companies from hiring workers. That story now from Mill Arcega.
Employers beat expectations again in March, hiring more workers than earlier estimates. All told, employment rose in retail, construction, and healthcare, but energy and manufacturing industries continue to shed jobs. To date, about 8 million Americans are still unemployed, but the White House says the economy has now created 14.4 million jobs in the past 73 months, the longest positive job streak on record. Mill Arcega, VOA News, Washington.
In U.S. politics, Republican Party presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is now saying that abortion laws should not be changed. It was a dramatic swing for Trump since he said earlier in the week that there should be some form of punishment for women who get abortions if the procedure is outlawed in the U.S. He backed off that remark under criticism, saying if abortion were banned, only abortion providers should be penalized, not women. Get more news at our website. That's voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.